Welcome to the Quantum News Daily Brief. Here are today's top stories in quantum technology. Who's news? Strategic appointments at Photonic, Aliro Quantum, Florida Atlantic University, Choose Secure, Quantum Elements, and Chi Ventures. Photonic Incorporated has appointed Orlan Neary as Chief Marketing Officer, CMO, and Bryony Shipman as Vice President, Global Government Affairs. Neary joins from Microsoft, where she recently served as General Manager of Microsoft Quantum and AI Ecosystem Engagement. Shipman joins following a tenure as head of cyber and physical defense, data security and supply chain at Lloyds Banking Group, which was preceded by 14 years within the UK's government communications headquarters, GCHQ. Next story, Eroq validates CMOS-controlled electron shuttling on superfluid helium for all-to-all qubit routing schematic rendering of Eroq's Wonder Lake chip stack. Quantum hardware developer Eroq has published peer-reviewed experimental results demonstrating the selective, two-dimensional transport of electrons on superfluid helium using a commercial silicon control architecture. Published in Physical Review Applied, selective shuttling of electrons on helium using a CMOS control platform, the research validates the structural integrity of the company's mobile spin qubit transport layer. Next story, ETH Zurich combines superconducting qubits with mechanical resonators to build vibrating quantum RAM. Researchers at ETH Zurich have engineered a hardware architecture for quantum computers that separates processing from working memory by utilizing mechanical vibrations instead of electromagnetic fields. Published in Science, Mechanical Resonator-Based Quantum Computing, the design mirrors classical computing frameworks that isolate a central processing unit, CPU, from random access memory, RAM. By storing information as acoustic oscillations within mechanical resonators, the hybrid platform increases on-chip storage capacity, extends coherence windows, and reduces the physical footprint of the memory hardware. Next story, MIT and IBM Project Quantum Unity operators into language model latent spaces for multimodal circuit synthesis. Researchers from the MIT IBM Computing Research Lab and IBM Quantum have developed a multimodal alignment framework that maps quantum unitary operators directly into the latent space of a large language model, LLM. Published as an IEEE QCE 2026 conference paper, Aligning Quantum Operators with Large Language Models, the architecture treats mathematical quantum operations as visual inputs. Next story, Google and Fraunhofer launch global calls for early fault-tolerant algorithms and enterprise use cases. International research networks and academic sponsors have opened competitive application windows targeting immediate software optimizations for early fault-tolerant quantum computing, FTQC, platforms and industry-specific classical to quantum workload migrations. The structural focal point across these programs avoids the long-term, distant requirement of large-scale, million-qubit systems. Instead, they incentivize algorithms, error mitigation layers, and mathematical compilations designed to unlock near-term computational advantages using limited logical qubit counts and restricted gate depths. 1. That's your Quantum News Daily Brief. Stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.